Really, it's all about getting the right stuff done. That's what it's about, getting the right stuff done. Now, I think there are two key words in that sentence. The first, of course, is done. We're all about completion. We need to get stuff done. We're not interested in anything being left half finished. We may be, or we may only aspire to be, completer finishers who ensure that stuff gets done. That's the first of the key words. The second critical word is the word right. So we need to get the right stuff done, not the wrong stuff, not the irrelevant stuff, the stuff that really matters, the right stuff. There's nothing really to be gained, is there, by getting lots of the wrong stuff done? Who wants efficient ineffectiveness? I think that's worse than inefficient ineffectiveness, because at least that means that what happened, you know, that you're not getting much of the wrong stuff happening. But anyway, I did one of those matrices to sort of work out efficiency and effectiveness and what's the worst case scenario. We want to be efficient and effective. Now, of course, depending on our temperament, I think we probably end up approaching the issue of getting the right stuff done in one of two ways. So the proactive amongst us are predisposed to getting stuff done. We are all about action and activity. We put in the hard yards. We perhaps despise the thinkers whom we regard as shirkers. The danger, of course, for us, if we are proactive, is that we fail to stop to ask, am I getting the right stuff done? The reflective amongst us are predisposed to thinking about what's right. We're all about analysis and investigation. So we put our minds to the task and potentially despise the doers whom we regard as impulsive. The danger for us, if we're reflective, is that we actually fail to get anything done. People who are proactive get irritated by those that are reflective because they seem to be inactive. People who are reflective get irritated by those who are proactive because they seem to be irresponsible. Now, I want to suggest it's not an either or, it is a both and, at least it should be. We need to be about getting the right stuff done. And the one question to ask and to answer that is critical to that is, what are we actually trying to achieve? Okay. What are we actually trying to achieve? So oftentimes I will say that the task of church leadership is pretty straightforward. It's asking two questions. What are we trying to do? How are we trying to do it? How are we trying to do it is the kind of the planning question, isn't it? But the first thing is actually, what are we actually trying to achieve? And to gain clarity around that. So you need an answer. What are we actually trying to achieve? And everyone on your team needs to know the answer to that. Team in terms of whether you have a staff team or an eldership team, some sort of leadership team that can be broader than perhaps your eldership. I actually want your church family to know, what are we actually trying to achieve? Now, if we don't know what we want to see happen, the danger is you get kind of, well, you get mission drift, I think the technical phrase is. But in one sense, well, there is no mission because we haven't kind of thought about that. And the danger is you just end up being distracted into a whole load of things that are good to do, but perhaps you don't need to do, or perhaps you really shouldn't be doing. I think most of us go into ministry and into leadership with a rough idea of what it is that we ought to be doing. We wouldn't be where we are now unless we had some sort of rough idea. But I'm not sure it's always a precise idea, and invariably what we're trying to achieve, the answer to that question could do with some sharpening up. And it'll mean that we say yes to some things, we say no to other things. When not doing that does add value, because it means we are, you know, what it means is we're not doing that because we're doing this. I think I need to confess at this point that I think we're on a trajectory. We learn this stuff as we go. When I planted Christchurch Balham with a team of people back in 2002, I did so without any real concrete metrics. I'm not even sure I'd heard of the word. We had no real specific objectives in mind other than becoming a sustainable church that wouldn't need to kind of go back to Dundonald with its tail beneath its legs, sort of having realized that we'd failed. So the end game, as far as I was concerned, was, you know, we could be independent. We wouldn't need Dundonald any longer. I didn't know how long it would take. I just assumed that I'd know what it looked like when we got there. Now, the truth is, in one sense, it was liberating. You know, because I had this massive safety net under me that allowed us to kind of just do church and try and find our feet and get up and running. And I knew that if I taught the Bible, looked after people, evangelized our friends, and prayed to God, then we'd be doing the kind of things that he could use to push us in the right direction. So I had a vague idea of what we were doing, but there was not, honestly, there was nothing much more explicitly concrete than that. I think in God's kindness, we put the right things in place. What we had was good insofar as it went. And I do think it stopped me from being distracted by lots of other potentially good things that we could have done, that would have been good to do, but probably wouldn't have got us to where we wanted to be. And so, just to return to that key question, the question you've got to have at the forefront of your mind, you've got to ask, you've got to be able to answer is, what are we trying to achieve? Now, I think that answer is critical for three reasons. Number one, it clarifies whether we're about to do what needs to be done. Secondly, it clarifies whether we're actually doing what ought to be done. And it clarifies, thirdly, whether we've done what needed to be done. So let me just pull those apart very quickly. Answering the question then, I think will help you, first of all, with planning, which is the first stage, isn't it? Because if you're clear about what you're actually trying to achieve, you will be able to make decisions about what to commit to. As Craig Hamilton says in his book, there's an infinite array of things you could possibly do, but there's a much smaller collection of things that you probably should do, and an even smaller collection of things that you absolutely must do. So being clear about what you actually want to achieve means that you will commit to the things you need to commit to. In other words, in terms of your planning, this is what we're going to do. Let's put our energies behind this. It'll really help to know where you're headed in terms of your planning. Won't waste your planning. Secondly, I think it'll help you in terms of your implementation, which is kind of it clarifies whether we're doing what we ought to be doing. Because I think what it'll do, it'll help you maintain momentum. You'll know as well as I do, as soon as you get something up and running, you'll encounter either anticipated or unanticipated obstacles, the things that just get in the way and slow your progress. And I think one of the responses to that is, are we actually doing what we ought to be doing? And I think if you're clear about what you're trying to achieve, you'll have confidence. We are doing what needs to be done. Let's crack on. Let's not lose momentum. It'll build up some force behind that. Thirdly, I think it'll help you in terms of your review. So it's answering, if you're clear, what are we trying to achieve? That clarifies whether we've done what needed to be done. Because what you'll then be able to do is assess how well is what we did, did what we do help us achieve our goal? So, you know, in other words, when you gather your team together to evaluate an event or a ministry program, what you're able to do is to say, look, we thought it was, we were trying to do, this is what we hoped it would do. Did it do it? Rather than that gathering where everyone gets together and said, well, I thought that went really well. I think everyone really enjoyed it. Both of which may be true. The trouble is, if you're clear about what you're trying to achieve, that kind of, I thought everyone really enjoyed it, will be replaced with a kind of observation. We didn't have a single non-Christian bloke there. You think, okay, well, why, what were you trying to achieve? Well, it was an evangelistic men's evening. Ah, yeah. Now, look, I mean, that one's a really obvious one, isn't it? I mean, I don't think anyone here would, you know, everyone knows, and I'm not sure it needs to be stated, though I think there is real value in that. In other words, we're putting on an evangelistic men's evening. It'll help you with your planning. It'll help you with the momentum. It'll help you with the review.